Long in Here is 1941 and December 7th.
I know exactly where it was.
And Pearl Harbor. Tell us where you were.
Sunday afternoon. On Sundays, we used to take rides. You know, there's no air conditioning home and no air conditioning cars. You'd go out for a ride. In December, it wasn't hot. But anyhow, we were about a mile west on Apache from the airport. The radio was on. It came over the radio.
And you were 10 years old. Mm-hmm. Remember the adults talking about it?
Oh, yeah. The adults talked about it. I didn't understand what they're saying. All they would say, the Japs have bombed Pearl Harbor. I didn't know where Pearl Harbor was.
Right. So the days after that, and certainly much after that, there was rationing and that type of thing. Do you recall any of
sure.
that?
Oh, sure. We all had ration cards. They had ration cards not just for food, but they had ration cards for gasoline, tires, a variety of things. We didn't suffer from rationing. Rationing apparently was needed, but we certainly were not inconvenienced, other than a little inconvenience by rationing.
Family members, did they join the military as a result of the bombing, or do you recall anybody?
I had no family members that were in World War II that I know about. My dad was on a draft board in World War II. I think he was 38 or something like that. He was on a draft board, but that's the closest he ever got to the action.
Mm-hmm. And then you're on to high school.
Yeah, I went on from Wilson to Will Rogers.
What year would you graduated from Will Rogers?
1950.
Do you have friends that you remember then, maybe even friends today that attended Will Rogers?
Some, sure.
Any names that we might know?
Steve Avery, have you heard that name?
Yes.
He's the one that's pushing the deal that his granddad, you know, the big statue down by the river. Steve was in my class there. He's moved back to Tulsa here, by the way.
He's
very active in trying to get the Highway 66 museum built there and so on at that statue, which is a magnificent piece, by the way, down there.
Avery Drive.
Yeah.
Was his grandfather then that kind of helped direct Highway 66 to come through Tulsa?
It was his grandfather, yes. Mm-hmm.
If it hadn't been for him, Highway 66 may never have made it here.
It may not have made it.
Right. Tell us about Tulsa in the 50s, downtown, the places you shop for clothes or restaurants, that type of thing, where you hung out.
I didn't hang out downtown, but downtown is where you did business. There were no shopping centers at that time. Clark's Good Clothes, Renberg's downtown, Brown Duncan's, Vandiver's, those were the main stores that we did business with downtown. Bishop's Restaurant was downtown. The YMCA, which used to be over by the bus terminal. Do you know where Old City Hall used to be over here on Cincinnati?
I do.
The bus terminal was catty-corner to that. Mm-hmm. And the YMCA was right across the street north where the Bank of Oklahoma parking garage is.
Yep.
That's where the YMCA was. I used to come down on Saturdays and play basketball at the Y. We'd bring a quarter. We'd go down and play basketball at the Y, and then we'd go down the old Tulsa World Building on Boulder. The original Coney Island was there. The old man had those thick glasses. That's where we used to go. And downstairs, next door to that, was a pool hall, and we all liked to think we were sneaking into and being big, you know.
Were you driving a car at that time?
No, I didn't drive a car. You could drive one when you were 16 then, but I flunked the test, so I didn't get to drive one for another year.
So the time you're talking about is
we
when
rode
you were
the bus down.
14, 15 years old, or 13 in some
way. No, I was
there.
Younger than that. This was in junior high school.
Okay.
Yeah, I was younger than that.